Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The California Medical Association, the organization that represents medical doctors in the state, issued a press release announcing that local doctor Luther Cobb of Eureka has been named as the CMA's president-elect. Dr. Cobb was named as the president following the CMA's October 13th meeting and has served as the speaker of the CMA House of Delegates for the past 3 years. Dr. Cobb runs a private medical business in Eureka and Arcata and has served as the chief of staff at Mad River Community Hospital since 2011. Dr. Cobb also serves as a courtesy physician with St. Joseph's Hospital and has previously served as president of the Humboldt del Norte Medical Society, the local component of the CMA, and is actively involved in leadership at the local level. Cobb is a graduate of the Stanford Medical School and will serve as CMA president for 1 year. Humboldt Bay Fire was called out to a business in the 300 block of Grotto Street in Eureka on Tuesday night after receiving a report of fire. While en route, several bystanders called 911 to report that someone may have thrown a container with flammable-smelling liquid at the building, which caused the small fire, but that the fire appeared to be out. Arriving units did indeed find signs of fire that had damaged the front door, windows, and front wall of the business, but the fire did not extend to the interior. Further investigation revealed that the fire had been extinguished by passerbys and that the smell of flammable liquids was present. The origin of the fire is known, and arson is suspected as being the cause. The Eureka Police Department has also opened an investigation into the incident, and anyone with information is asked to contact Humboldt Bay Fire or the Eureka Police Department. The Arcata Police Department continues its search for a person of interest connected to a stabbing incident in late September that sent two Humboldt State students to the hospital with stab wounds. Sergeant Todd Dockweiler of Arcata PD said that the man identified as that person, a photo of whom is now featured on the department's Facebook page, may be able to answer some questions about what led to the stabbing. Police estimate that between 50 to 100 people attended the party that Saturday night into Sunday morning, including many who were underage and may be hesitant to step forward. Dockweiler said that investigators are pretty sure that someone who attended the party can identify the person of interest, described as an adult white male in his 20s, and should have no qualms about contacting police, thereafter a stabbing suspect, not underage drinkers. Arcata PD is working closely with HSU police in the investigation, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives continue their investigation into the deaths of 38-year-old Cindy Chen of San Francisco and 51-year-old Jim Kong of San Pablo. The two were found dead inside a minivan that had been hidden off the side of Highway 20 outside of Fort Bragg over the weekend. Both victims had died of head wounds and the case is being investigated as a homicide. Sheriff's deputies found the pair after a call was made reporting a suspicious vehicle parked alongside the roadway. Deputies arrived on scene, looked inside, and found Chen and Kong's bodies. Anyone with information is asked to contact Mendocino authorities. The City of Fortuna is hosting a public skating event this Saturday at 6:30 p.m. at the Fireman's Pavilion in Rohnert Park. The event is in honor of Bill Forrest and is more than 30 years of volunteer service at the skating rink. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Now that Humboldt State University President Roland Richmond has announced his retirement, the CSU Board of Trustees is beginning its search for HSU's new president. The Trustees Committee for the Selection of the President will hold its first open forum meeting on Monday, October 28th, in the Van Duzer Theater. The purpose of the forum is to allow for comments and input from the public. Other meeting objectives include reviewing the needs of the campus and discussing the preferred qualities of a presidential candidate. The open meeting begins at 10 a.m., followed by a closed meeting at noon. In local crime news, Eureka police arrested 39-year-old wanted felon Von Keener on Monday after an officer spotted Keener walking in Eureka. Keener was initially uncooperative and became hostile to the officers who took him to the ground. A search of Keener's person turned up a sawed-off shotgun, and he was booked into county jail on several charges. And Fortuna police arrested 19-year-old Eureka resident Christian Mohorovich on Monday after an officer contacted him at a gas station on Riverwalk Drive. Mohorovich was found in possession of 68 pounds of marijuana, an unloaded rifle, and brass knuckles, and was booked on possession and transportation charges. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.